The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. I am back from a weekend of scumming at the Masters. So obviously, I had to bring in my other counterpart to all that scumming, the monster scummer himself, Raymond Padilla.
Hello, babe. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Dead. Inside, dead physically, dead mentally, dead spiritually. Dead.
Nobody understands that when you go to these golf tournaments, it is 4 days of uphill battle walking. My equilibrium is off. At one point, we were in a pollen dust storm.
Yeah.
Everything hurts.
There was one point where I thought I was going to pass out.
From the heat or the pollen?
Just everything.
Yeah.
Just everything. The lack of food, the lack of joy, the lack of relaxation.
Uh-huh.
It's not relaxing. I mean, I had so much fun. I'm not complaining. Like it was an incredible experience again, but wow, it really takes the life out of you.
It takes the life out of you. And you have to think, if we're exhausted,
how are they doing?
How are the professional golfers doing? Not well, bitch. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into all things. If you haven't listened to the original Master Scummers, we've been doing this now for 3 years. So everybody looks forward to this one. We break down what it's like to be in one of the most exclusive golf tournaments in the world. And if you don't know what we're talking about the Masters Golf Tournament at Augusta National. And break down exactly for those new people who are just tuning in and don't realize that this is a yearly thing that we do.
Yeah.
Explain to them the origin of the Master Scummer.
So it is a golf tournament that I didn't know existed 3 years ago. And we got to go as a wedding gift to you from me. And it's one of those things that you really have to know someone to go. Or you spend your entire life savings in order to go. And we didn't have that back then.
We did not have that.
So we just like kind of finagled our way and we snuck in through the back door, which is my favorite door to go through. Mm-hmm. And we just like made it happen. We went to the most exclusive thing.
Now, remember, just so people understand, there's a difference between a con artist and a scammer.
Yeah.
A scammer shows up and brings a new life to the party.
Yeah.
Right? Weasels their way in, but brings a positive outcome to the situation.
Yeah. A scammer is someone that weasels their way into the club, into the restaurant, like, and gets in legally, respectfully.
Mm-hmm. And to no detriment.
Uninvited,
but to no detriment
to the event
or the people there.
Or the legacy of it. A con artist... tarnishes the reputation.
Yes.
Breaks in, steals.
Thieves. Bamboozles.
Hoodwinks. Ponzi schemes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ponzi schemes. But we didn't do any of that. It was all legal and respectful.
So just so you know, we're coming into this with such honor and admiration for the golf tournament.
Right.
But we did see some con artists there.
Yeah.
I definitely saw a couple people who I thought, who let you in?
Okay. Oh, for sure.
And not to be an elitist, but there were some folks where I'm like, I know the dicks that I had to suck to get these tickets. Who are you sleeping with?
Exactly. I also feel like every year we're stressed out because we want to like be like right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We want to be respectful. We want to be dressed cute. We want to follow all the rules besides breaking an entry. Uh-huh. But then I see other people there and I'm like, what?
Did you not get the same memo?
You're not following the rules. I have to give everything to get in here. And you gave nothing. You showed up in an absolute t-shirt.
Where is the press pop collar?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, you know what? We scammed our way another year in. Now, I don't want to say that we didn't have an eventful time. We very well did. But here's the thing. Now that we are, I guess, closer inside the ropes. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what inside the ropes is, it means you get to walk next to the players. Now, we're not technically inside the ropes, but we're friends with a lot of the golfers now who we have a ton of respect for. But now we get it. We the first year we were Master Scammers, we were there, we were chugging all the azaleas.
Yeah.
But now we're really invested in the careers of our friends who are golfers. So we were more about the sport this time and less about the leisure.
Yeah, exactly. This is the most I've cared ever.
Ever.
And
period.
I never even knew what it was 3 years ago.
And now we're actually hole by hole following.
I know rules.
I know. I'm keeping score.
Yeah. I'm like, I know how to read the scoreboard.
I was having visions. Like the week before, I was having visions about, you know, where everybody was going to be on the final day. Like I was having absolute visions from the Lord. And I said, this is too much pressure.
Yeah.
I want to be a spectator and a cheerleader of the sport.
I want to have fun. And I remember the first year I couldn't read the scoreboard. It was like reading an abacus. And my people invented it. Asian people invented the abacus. And now I'm like just up there doing calculations.
Yeah. Now the calculations, my brain hurt. Not only does my back hurt, but my brain hurt from calculating where our friends were in the hierarchy.
Yeah. In the lineup.
Of the lineup of golf.
Yeah.
So it was a little, you know, it's like they say, you know, don't look behind the curtain. Once you look behind the curtain, sometimes you know too much.
Exactly.
I'm invested.
Now
it's like
invested.
When people want to work, you know, people are like, oh, I'd love to be your assistant. I'm like, no, you don't want to see me just sitting at home on the back porch having one tear roll down my cheek because I'm tired.
They don't want to watch what I watched on the couch last night with you and Jeff.
What was that?
You guys were like humping each other.
We were not humping each other. There was nothing sexual about that.
There was, and the dog was in between your legs. And
that was a family cuddle. That was fun and cuddle. There was nothing sexual about that.
I don't know. It felt weird.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that felt weird.
It's two big people on a teeny tiny couch with a dog between their legs.
Actually, if you remove the back cushions on that couch, it's technically a full-size
bed. It's a double wide.
It's a double wide. But we didn't
remove the wide and fried.
Yeah, yeah. But we did not remove the couch cushions.
No.
All right. So one thing that people have to understand is the merch situation at the Masters.
Oh,
okay.
It's so insane.
It's insane. Now, first of all, let's back up. First of all, at the Masters, it is no cell phones. So you have to check your phone, like at a coat check, a cell phone check at the front. So you have no communication. There are random free pay phones, if you will.
Yeah, but
so
who knows anyone's number?
Who knows anyone's number?
Yeah. I didn't even have a pen.
No, you gotta memorize people's numbers.
Yeah.
So you do not have any way to communicate if you don't say, hey, meet by the scoreboard, meet by the tree, by the clubhouse at a certain time.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed they took the clocks away. There was no way to tell time.
There was no clocks. I feel like before that we would see a clock here or there.
There was a clock, right?
Yeah.
And now they're really messing with you.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell time. I had to read try and study the stars and be like, okay, where is the sun sitting by this tree at this time? Maybe it's 12:15. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. I mean, some people had watches, but
some people have Rolexes. Let's be honest. There are people at this event, at this tour, that have Rolexes. Okay. And remember, it's not a watch. It's a timepiece.
We don't have them.
That is on our vision board. We are going to add
timepieces. Well, your husband had one.
He does not have a Rolex. What are you talking about?
Oh.
He does not have a Rolex. We don't own any fancy thing ever. We don't own anything. What are you talking about? There are
That's
no
right.
fancy things.
That's right. He has nothing.
He has nothing. He wears an Apple Watch just everyone else. The fucking Rolex. Okay, first of all, the Rolex, that's a whole nother conversation.
Well, we should
get
circle back to the beginning when the trip started. And every year, we're so excited to go. And tickets weren't confirmed for me. And I mixed up the ticket situation, but I ended up scamming my way in.
Yeah.
But what really was the beginning of this trip was getting into your husband's car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's listening to the podcast at 1.5 speed about golf.
About golf. He was going to make us listen for 2.5 hours.
At 1.5 speed.
2.8. Sped up. Podcast and talk like that.
He buried down 3 and he buried down 4. And we were like, I was like, what is going on?
We were in the car 3.5 minutes and we said, no.
I was worried that he was going to get so offended that I was losing my mind. But then you were like, yeah, this is messed up.
Can I tell you, it'll wake me up sometimes. He'll go in and listen to his podcast. He'll make breakfast in the morning and I can hear him and it wakes me up.
Oh, downstairs.
Downstairs. Even if he's listening to it on soft volume, if you hear anybody, it sounds like it's an auction. Like I think he's like viewing a live auction on his fucking phone.
Right, and it makes you crazy because then you think you're dreaming in that speed.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I've lost it.
Can I tell you the amount of people that DM me once I put that up on Instagram and I said, this is going way too fast. The amount of people that said that they listen to me fast. I already talk fast.
No, I don't.
Y'all
that.
Should slow me down.
Yeah, I don't know what pills y'all are on. I need to get on them if you can listen that fast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, y'all are all out of your fucking
minds.
And I
don't understand how he listens that fast because he gets about 2 words out per minute. He talks like
so
this.
Slow.
I think for dinner, I'm going to have. But he listens to a podcast. I think for dinner, I'm going to have a pork chop with a snack. And I'm like, what is going on?
It's not mathing. And we were also like, listen, we're about to do golf for 4 days. Can we listen to anything else? I'll listen to a podcast about the economy. I don't even know how the economy works
or history. He's a history
person.
I would rather listen to the Roman frickin' Empire.
I'd be very interested in listening to a podcast about the Roman Empire.
And then you wanted me to listen to these three ding-dongs talk about golf for 3 hours when we were going to watch golf for 3 days.
Oh my God, like we're in the elements, like relax. So then he got all upset. We hadn't even passed the frickin' Trader Joe's by our house. And he was yelling like, let me listen to my podcast, how I want to listen. And then I was, you know, questioning his intelligence. Like, how can you absorb something that quickly?
Yeah, he wasn't absorbing it.
Did you ever see,
though? But also what's wild is he can listen to that at 1.5 speed, but he can't listen to you for directions.
Oh, no. That's a man thing.
And he can't remember what you asked him to pick up at the store. He can't absorb what you're saying at your speed of speaking, but he can listen to a podcast at 1.5 about golf and nothing.
Exactly. Here's the thing, too. 90% of these podcasts are people, like he listens to this Penn State podcast, and we're in April. He's listening to what their predictions are for the fall.
Which is not till like August, September.
It's predictions. 90% of these male podcasts when it comes to sports are them just making an educated guess. They don't even really know what the fuck they're talking about.
Can you
about.
Imagine if we listened to a podcast that was predicting what Kyle Richards is going to do next season on Beverly Hills?
It's exhausting.
No.
I'm like, these are cuckoo. All just guesses. It's cuckoo guesses.
I guess I should just start making predictions.
Yes. You should get a crystal ball and just be Miss Cleo and just make predictions.
Honestly, I'm Cleo's cousin.
You are Cleo's cousin.
It says 1-800, call me.
Guys, we're so low energy because we are fucking dead. We are so goddamn tired.
I literally
tired.
Can't feel my foot.
Okay, so let's get back to the Masters. Once you get there, you check in your cell phone, and you obviously have to hit the merch tent, okay?
First thing you do. Just got to get it over with.
Read a stat that at the Masters, every second, they make $277. The week of the Masters, just on merch alone, they will make $70 million. Yes.
That's insane.
It's insane.
But it makes sense, though, because everyone there goes in with checking out with at least $1,000.
I've got my nice new Tervis tumbler with the Masters emblem on it. You can only buy Masters stuff at the Masters. So you can, it's a well-oiled machine. You get in there, they give you a shopping bag, you're throwing shit. I mean, it's a little bit like a psycho, waspy supermarket suite. Is it not?
It's black market. It's Black Friday shopping before the internet.
Uh-huh.
Remember when the news used to cover every Black Friday and that people would be in line at Best Buy 3 days before trying to get the TVs, the printers, the computers, the laptops, the headphones? It's that just there because none of that stuff's available online. So it's a throwback.
I said this past Thanksgiving that the fact that Black Friday is no longer a thing, it's made us weak as a country. It really has.
I mean, people used to throw bows.
We're still greedy. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I think this younger generation where they can just go on TikTok shop and press click and it shows up at their door 3 days later, they don't have the fundamental survival skills that our generation has when I would have to stand outside of an Old Navy in the pitch black at 5 a.m. with my mom knowing that we were going to get all matching fucking Christmas pajamas.
Wait, that's the way I felt about waiting for a Harry Potter book to drop.
I
was at the Barnes & Noble drinking freaking Frappuccinos from the Starbucks inside the Barnes & Noble, zipping, waiting for midnight until they started slamming the books out. And then you had to speed read home so you could get the plot before all your friends do the plot.
I will say, not having a cell phone at this tournament
is refreshing
because it reminds me of that core memory.
Yeah.
We didn't have cell phones when we were at Barnes & Noble. Mm-mm. If your mom didn't pick you up,
we had to just chat.
You walked home. We just had to chat and read.
Well, that's the other thing that kind of stresses me out too about the Masters, which I love and I'm so fun. It's like, you're like, you got to be ready to talk for 3 hours.
Yes. You can't look away at the phone. You can't, I got to take a call in a bush. No, you have to be on, minding your P's and Q's because people are going to be peppering you with questions because guess what? The only thing to do out there
is talk.
Is to talk and watch golf.
Mm-hmm.
So you better come with a fucking story.
And you know, it's the worst part about not having a phone is if you're Heather, you come back on the third day and you don't have a single missed call.
I had no missed calls.
Not a single text.
On Sunday, I'm leaving a little anxious, worried, you know, just like, oh God, I'm going to miss things. I get out of the Masters. Not a single fucking missed call. I think people knew that I was at the Masters. That's what I would chalk it up to.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a single.
Well, and also I was there with you because I probably would have been texting and calling you. We would have been sending videos.
Mary Beth, who's going to listen to this, is already mad at us because we didn't have time to FaceTime her every day because we were off the grid essentially all weekend. And she was very upset about it. We were sorry, Mary.
We didn't have time.
We were at the fucking golf course from 8 a.m. to fucking 8 p.m. every day.
No, literally, there was a 12-hour day.
There was a 12-hour day.
On
our feet.
Oh.
If you're watching me online right now, then you know I'm wearing a very sexy black tank top underneath my little blazer here, and it's from Honey Love. Y'all, I love Honey Love. I am obsessed with their bras. I'm obsessed with this little tank that I have that's like cinching in this waist, but making me feel supported with a girl so I don't even have to wear a bra. I really, really, truly love Honey Love. They have the best stuff ever, okay? One of the reasons why I love Honeylove, it's because it's comfortable, okay? As support for today's episode, it comes from my favorite people, Honeylove. They have revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. There's nothing more uncomfortable than wearing a wire all day. In fact, when I went to the Masters, I ordered a bunch of the Honeylove bras before I went because it's like, I know I'm going to be running around. I want to be comfortable and I'm obsessed with them. Plus, they're made with the most amazing soft fabric ever. It feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing it. It's time to spring clean your bra drawer. For a limited time, you can also get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link. Go to honeylove.com/absolutely. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/absolutely. I love Honeylove. I really do. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market. Save 20% off at honeylove.com/absolutely and use our exclusive link to get 20% off. honeylove.com/absolutely. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent them. You are going to thank me later. Truly the most comfortable bras in the biz, and get their bodysuits and some of their shapewear. You're going to thank me later. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/absolutely and get on your way to being your best self. You know what I love, BetterHelp? It comes to you, right? BetterHelp is an amazing way to find a licensed therapist online, but it's easy because you just go online, type in what you're looking for, and then you can schedule it on your time. That was the biggest thing. You know, it's one thing to drive across town, to have to wait in the lobby, then, you know, pay for parking, do all that rigmarole. With BetterHelp, you can get a licensed therapist to talk to you right away. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you want to talk to somebody else other than your friends and your family because they've heard it all, and maybe you just want some real solid professional advice. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/absolutely today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/absolutely. I love BetterHelp. It's been such a great way for me to just have somebody to chit chat to while I'm on the road, while I'm stressed, while I'm busy, while I'm running around doing the most. I love BetterHelp. Again, all you got to do is go to betterhelp.com/absolutely today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/absolutely. You're going to love it. You're going to thank me later that you found BetterHelp. I feel so much better that I found BetterHelp. Again, betterhelp.com/absolutely. Okay, now here's the other thing. This is where we really fucked up, all right? We're so grateful that we got the tickets from friends of ours who were playing. But let me tell you, we still have not scammed our way into the hospitality suite. Well, I don't know what the fuck we have to do to get the next level of hospitality. If you go to the Masters and you don't have either Berkman's place or the new place, the Map and Flag.
Oh, the Map and Flag. But that's not even on the course.
That's not even on the course. That's also $17,000 per person for the week.
That's crazy.
I didn't know about it. I fucked up. I mean, we could have started a GoFundMe so that you and I could be getting lobster rolls at 8 a.m.
Amen.
But if you don't have access to the clubhouse, which is nearly impossible.
Right.
Or if you don't have access to Berkman's place, which is usually by a corporate sponsorship.
Correct.
Right. Like if you work for one of the big five, you work for Home Depot, Delta, you know, I don't know, Costco, you're getting a Berkman's place
pass.
They've got the full spread. If you don't have that, honey, your ass is sitting on the grass drinking a white wine out of a plastic cup like everybody else.
Everybody else. It's equalizer.
Would you explain the commissary situation?
Okay, so here's the thing. Everyone's like so excited. Did you get the pimento cheese? Did you get the chicken salad? Did you get the egg salad? Yes, I've got it all. And I have no complaints about that. But if it's all you can eat for 3 days.
It's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Imagine that's all you have. That's all you have for 3 days.
And it's on a white bread. It's not a toasted croissant. It's on white bread. It's $2 a sandwich, $1 a sandwich. We love that. We love that inflation hasn't touched Augusta National.
Yeah.
But we would also like to sit under a shady umbrella and have a
press panini.
Press panini. I would love a press panini. You really kind of starve. Like you're like, all right, it's 3 days in Augusta, which no hate, no shade to the city of Augusta, people that I love. But you guys know that the food options are very
It's bleak.
It's few and far between.
Yeah.
And so then everyone's like, oh, did you eat out of the course? There's only so many. By day three, I was opening up the chicken salad sandwich and I got the Lay's chips and I would just scoop out and just, you know, have two bites
but
of that.
That does not make a full meal.
That does not make a full meal. And when that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're out there for 12 hours, you're panicked. We didn't even get drunk. We weren't even drinking because...
Well, the first day it was too cold. It was too windy.
It's never been too cold for me to drink. Too hot, yes, but too cold?
Too cold for me to drink because I don't drink beer because I'm a lady, not a lesbian. And the white wine is cold. So that's too... I couldn't... It wasn't adding up.
Yeah. You're walking. You're uphill the whole time. It was very windy. So if you had a nice drink, it was getting blown over.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing. All the sand was blowing into the drinks.
Oh, just sandy drinks.
Everyone's like, oh, the golfers got sand in their eyes. I was like, I have sand in my white wine.
Yeah.
Granted, I could go get another one because it's a dollar. Mm-hmm. But then I have to get up from my seat and shuffle back to the commissary.
It's not like one of those golf tournaments where you could go get fucked up. Get rowdy. You really have to constantly be on your best behavior.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you're walking uphill. It's one of the...
And that's why I don't get the bros that show up not dressed and they're stacking the cups and they've had 20 beers. I'm like, that's not respectful.
That's not... Guess what? There's a camera somewhere in a tree.
Everywhere.
You think it's an owl. It's not an owl. It's a fucking camera. And they have scanned your face and you will never be let in ever again.
Exactly.
So we are, again, respectful to the course, the club, but we do need to...
Hospitality.
We need hospitality. That's why this year it was one of those things where I was like, I need something. I need a press panini. I need something other than a pimento cheese sandwich because I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's delicious food. It's just, if you eat the same thing for 3 days, you kind of go nuts.
There are no other vendors, just so you guys understand. Yeah. There's not like a Chick-fil-A stand. There's not, I don't know, an A&W, a root beer stand. It is just the Masters branded food.
Yeah. That's cooked there, made there, sold there.
Sold there. You can get some apple slices. You have to get creative. I saw one guy open a pimento cheese. Then he took the chicken breast sandwich, but the chicken breast has been cold. And that's also on white bread. And then he would take the pimento cheese with the chicken breast and make a little thing.
You kind of got to get crafty.
You got to get really crafty and creative.
I mean, Jeff only ate an ice cream sandwich one day.
Yeah, that's all he had. The peach ice cream sandwich.
Is delicious.
He had apple slices and the peach ice cream sandwich.
Well, that's nutrition.
That is straight up nutrition.
That is nutrition.
So we would get out of the Masters every day around 8 p.m. and we would have the shakes. We were so starving. And just
bodies broken.
Bodies fully fucking broken.
Well, because we also like, because you're trying to support your friends that are golfers, like we walk the whole thing. Not everyone walks all 18.
Yeah, some people are just sitting.
Chilling. Like chilling. I ditched you guys the first day to sit with my friends that were there. And I actually had a lovely time sitting.
Yeah.
That one was great. I was chatting. I mean, you have to like, it's kind of nice because when you're sitting, you get to chat. But then if they're coming onto the green, everyone's silent.
Yeah.
You just go silent, which I kind of love because you do get a break. So the first day I was like, minus the wind, I was thriving. I was sitting there. I was watching everyone chip in on 19. I got to watch everyone finish. Mm-hmm. Y'all were dying. I came and found you at one point and I was like, girl, we got to go sit.
No, it was, I mean, we walked 15 miles every day.
Yeah.
So while everybody thinks, and I would run into a ton of girls and everybody that I met there, you know, shout out, y'all were so appropriate. It was a quiet tiramisu, bitch. Like we had, they knew the rules of the Masters.
Yeah.
We had a lovely time. But we were moving. It wasn't a just sit and we're drinking white wine. People think that I get fucked up at all these events. I don't. I was chugging hydration sticks and was doing stretches by an oak tree.
I had 3 drinks the whole time we were on the course in 3 days.
In 3 days.
And you know how I like to drink.
Yeah. Can I tell you, shout out to Lacey Homa. She went into the clubhouse and got me an Aperol spritz because I wasn't going to make it one day. And that brought me back to life.
Yeah.
Also, this year was the first year we did not also get invited to any parties.
Oh, yeah.
We did not scum our way into the Wheels Up party or the Nat Jets. We didn't.
We didn't get into that suite either.
Because by the time we got home every day, it was feast or famine search for food. Yeah. And then we were like, I don't have it in.
Yeah, we were feral.
We were feral.
We were feral trying to find food.
Shout out to our favorite place, though, that we found.
Oh, yeah, the Mexican.
La Casita Taqueria. And it's, guys, I don't know how to tell anybody from Augusta. I know you guys pronounce it Martinez, Georgia. It's actually Martinez, Georgia. And I, as someone from Georgia, I am allowed to correct you. I know that with that sweet Georgia accent, y'all are like, it's Martinez. It's actually Martinez.
It's Martinez.
It's Martinez, Georgia. So I will fight anybody on that.
I mean, we ordered so much food at that taco shop, the lady laughed. The lady laughed.
We walked in and we just yelled gordita.
Yeah, I was like, Gordos.
Gordos. We ordered, I think I had one of the best things I've ever had at Mi Casita Taqueria.
We were cutting it so close because we finished so late. And you called and you're like, can we still order if we get there? They closed at 9. You're like, can we still order at 8:45? And they were like, yes. And I was like, vamos a comer gordo. Let's go. Let it rip.
We got an El Pastor queso. I want you to envision. White runny cheese dip. Because you know, in Georgia, we do it right. Okay. We don't do the yellow queso. It's that white runny cheese dip that if it looks like, you know, milk, then it's right.
It does. Yeah.
with thick chunks of pastor.
Ooh, that was so
good. Of al pastor. It was just pork and cheese dip. And that was, that brought me back to life.
Yeah, you ate about half of it.
I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't eat all day. And then I consumed 16,000 calories in a matter of 0.3 seconds.
Yeah. It's also wild too, because you have to like, because there is literally no food. And also you're so tired. The last thing you want to do is go out and get food. Mm-hmm. So like every morning we had to like make breakfast.
Yeah.
Because we tried getting breakfast one day and it was out. It was sold out.
Everywhere you went. The Starbucks, out. They didn't know what to
do. Because these like real people that are going from 7 a.m., which we're not morning people.
Mm-mm.
That's the other thing that people don't realize. We change who we are for this tournament.
We sure do.
We have to like bring our voices down. We have to wake up early.
We have to wear more preppy clothes.
We have to follow the fucking rules.
We have to follow the rules.
Do you think we got where we are following the fucking rules?
We sure did not.
Did not.
We did not.
But we do. We assimilate. We chameleon.
I kind of honestly turn into another person. I turn in so much to like a senator's wife.
The way I said yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around you where everyone says it all the time.
Yeah.
That's not in my nature. I'm a very much thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a yes, sir, yes, ma'am, everywhere we went.
I found it very endearing.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. When you meet people out there, if anybody is honestly over the age of 40, it's yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
You know what? I don't want to send one more fucking audition tape in. I want you to follow me around Augusta and see how I behave. And then you'll know that I deserve a fucking Oscar.
I am so, I agree with you. And if we could have brought in cameras, that was the other thing. The first year we went, it was such a big deal. They had the Masters sponsored videographer following us around, and I did content for them.
Right.
And then they never asked me to take another photo again.
I don't know.
Our outfits this
year. I don't know who we offended that first year.
We didn't offend anybody. They posted it. I don't understand. I think they're waiting for bigger stars.
Our outfits were on 10.
I didn't see bigger stars. I did see Niall Horan. Did you see any other bigger celebrity than that?
I mean, no, because we weren't invited anywhere.
We weren't invited anywhere. We were hungry. We were sober and we weren't invited anywhere.
We were invited to lunch on Saturday with one of my friends on the course, but it was like I mixed up my ticket, so we didn't get to go. So we were invited to that, but then we didn't end up going because I dropped the ball. But it's fine. But even that, like, it didn't happen. We still haven't experienced anything.
I'm just saying the first couple of years they used to follow, remember, it was the biggest deal that the Jonas Brothers came and we were 3 hours late to like following one of our buddies because the Masters crew kept us because they were like, we had to meet at the tree at noon, right?
Yes.
And we didn't get to see our friend tee off because they were like, we have to get this footage.
Yes.
And I was kind of doing a deal with them or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the Masters famous videographers followed us around. And
yeah.
That's the only way you can get photos. You can't bring in a camera, can't bring in a phone. And then after that, we fought with the Jonas Brothers the first year.
Never got called back.
And then we never got called back.
They weren't there this year, I don't think.
No one was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess The Bachelor was there, but I didn't see him.
The current Bachelor? I don't even know who that is. I don't follow The Bachelor.
He's a tennis guy. He's not even a golf guy. He's a tennis guy.
Were people losing their mind?
I don't know. I didn't see him. I didn't watch this season. We were on tour. We were in Australia.
We're world travelers, okay? I feel like that the Masters, at least Augusta National, should be like, we'd love to take your photo. I had a lemon dress on. I had an azalea. I had a dress, a little short set with the actual flower that is the mascot of the whole fucking tournament.
You did.
I'm upset.
I wore this Masters
People
green outfit.
Like, where's the content? I'm like, we couldn't bring any content. We didn't have the official camera crew following us around.
No, we had nobody.
No, we had we literally had no one.
We only had each other.
We had each other.
We had each other and no food. And you don't want to see us together with no food. At one point, we had a friend there who was following us, who's a therapist. And mm-hmm. on the third day, we were like laughing quietly, but laughing to ourselves. And after three, she comes up again. She's, are you guys talking about food again?
And we said, how did you know? She's like, I can hear you whispering and giggling about food. Because I had already that morning, we had been talking about food so much every day that we would get out of this tournament that my phone started to pick up and started sending me advertisements for the restaurants in Augusta, i.e. how we ended up at Mi Casita Taqueria.
Yeah.
And we got called out by a sports psychologist. Literally said, I can hear you guys in the bushes giggling about food.
And we were like, how'd you know? She's like, you're consistent.
You're consistent.
After 3 days, all her takeaway was, you're funny and you only talk about food.
And we're consistent. And at the end of the day, that's what I want my legacy to be. Yes. She was fucking consistent. I think the stakes were so much higher because we are now so much more
rooting.
We're rooting and so much more invested on a personal level.
Yeah, it's kind of
with
like,
the players.
Let me break it down for you. It's like, okay, girlies, like, you know, when you like do the March Madness bracket as just for fun, you know, not really rooting for a team. You don't have a team in it. And you're just like, you're gambling to gamble. And that's what makes it fun. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was the first year for me. I didn't know golfers. I didn't really have friends. I didn't know a thing about it. I had been kicked off a course when I was in high school. But this year I was like, oh, I kind of, now I know these people and I kind of know their personalities and I want some of them to win. I've watched Full Swing. I've seen it. And you're kind of rooting for people versus before when you win the bracket and you win $10,000. You're like, oh, what a fluke.
You're like, I'm going to buy a Birkin and live my life. And now you're like, fuck.
Yes.
Fuck, he's in the fucking woods.
Yes.
Yeah. It was stressful.
It was stressful.
Very stressful.
Still had a great time. I mean, it's still an honor to go. It's still like, there's nothing like it.
You know what I was so glad I had at the Masters? My Lumi, honey. I love Lumi. There's nothing worse than when you think that you're getting a little stinky or you're sweating in places you didn't know you could sweat. Well, fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant has made it so you can smell your best every day. Okay? Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. Okay, I've got a special offer for you. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with your exclusive code. I'm going to give that to you. Use code ABSOLUTELY15 at Lumi. Let me spell that out for you. L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E-D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T.com. And use my exclusive code ABSOLUTELY15 for 15% off all Lumi products. I love Lumi. It is the absolute freaking best. I use their products when I'm on stage, when I'm traveling. Listen, they also have a new starter pack, which is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes. I swear by the deodorant wipes. I take them on planes, trains, anywhere I'm performing. I wipe myself down after the show. I just feel so fresh, so clean. I love them. And guess what? You'll get free shipping. And again, as a special offer for listeners, you get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code ABSOLUTELY15 for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. Listen, taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. That's why for the last, 4 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day. No exceptions, just one scoop, mix it in water once a day, every day. And it makes me just feel energized, focused, keeps me regular. It's just a no-brainer. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that is also just powerfully simple. I got so sick and tired of carrying around 8 jingle-jangle bags of friggin' loose pills. Well, with one scoop of AG1, I'm getting 75 whole vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients straight out of a little baggie. I take my little to-go AG1, or if I'm going somewhere for a while, I take a full bag. One scoop every day or one little travel pack in some water, shake it up, easy, wolf it down. It's actually really delicious and I feel energized, okay? I am so sick of seeing everybody as like the pill lady with the pills, the loose things in their purse when all you need to supplement your life is just, hey, one scoop. I love it, okay? And so if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2, which is an absolute game changer. And 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I really love AG1. My husband's obsessed with it. My mom takes it. The whole family freaking takes it. AG1 is the freaking best. Again, all you got to do is go to drinkag1.com/absolutely. Now back to the podcast. It is one of those things, though, when I realized the one downside of being in entertainment is that we don't have those corporate connections.
Oh, we don't.
Everybody rolling out of this special elitist area called Berkman's Place with their, you know, their perfect azalea drink and that they have their big hot steam and cheeseburger. Not that I was following anybody trying to get a whiff. I realized this is where I messed up not being in corporate America.
Yeah.
That I'm not the head of IBM.
Or maybe
I'm not the head of AT&T. You know what I mean? I'm not running the marketing for, I don't know, the mattress factory. So I'm not getting the exclusive Berkman's invitation.
No, we're not. But also maybe it's because we tell jokes about our buttholes that we're not sponsored by these big corporate companies.
Listen.
You know, but it doesn't make sense to me because I know other entertainers that were there who used to be addicts and they were invited. Okay. And I haven't succumbed to addiction yet, you know? Yet. So I should still be on the list to maybe get a sponsorship.
What people don't realize as well is that there's only, I think it's less than 300 members of Augusta National.
It's small.
And you have to wear your green jacket
yeah.
while you are on
which
property.
Which is like the biggest flex.
It's the
when you
flex.
See the members in the green jackets, mm-hmm. and this year we saw like several women in the green jackets.
I saw three. Yeah. I clocked three. There are only like, seven Yitch. Members. And there was one lady I was about to go up to yeah. and just shake her hand and say, really lovely to see a woman yeah. in the green jacket. And then she spoke Spanish. And I was like, lo siento,
mi español es muy malo. Comida.
And then I said, have you been to Mi Casita Taqueria?
But I think she was Spanish Spain, not Spanish
she
Mexico.
Was. It was a little Castilian. I could feel that. Yeah. I could hear the lateral lift.
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Ibiza. Ibiza. So I was excited to shake her hand.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be a P2P, pussy to pussy, powerful woman to powerful woman conversation. And then I realized I do not speak Spanish well enough to have a conversation with this woman in the green jacket.
No, yeah. you did not.
I did
but
not.
No, the green jackets are cool.
They are cool.
It's really cool.
It's such a hard flex.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about? It's kind of like, it's like the varsity jacket.
Yes.
When you were in high school.
Yes.
Dude, if you were a track star and you rolled around and you had like your pins from nationals,
yes.
dude, that is all it is.
The badges.
All Augusta National is the cool club for adults who make a fuck ton of money.
Correct.
It's not the Illuminati.
No.
It's not.
No.
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 We did meet a new guy.
Another member on
another member on the last day who said he had been to one of our shows, which made us panic.
I literally, my skin crawled. I was like, the person you saw on stage is not the person here right now. Because again, I'm acting. I'm giving you Streep right now on this course.
Literally, we were Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
Steel Magnolias refined.
Yes.
Yes. This lovely lady, shout out to Emmy. She's a big fan of the podcast. She and her fabulous husband came up and said hi. And he was like, oh, yes, I've been to your show at the Fox. And I almost threw up.
Yes.
I said, sir, you are a member at Augusta National. What are you doing at my zany, silly show? He's like, I had a great time. And I was like, okay, they're cool members of Augusta.
Yes. Yeah.
They like to giggle.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they all like to giggle, but it's just like,
it's intimidating.
It's jarring. Yeah. It's intimidating.
What should, maybe we start a new trend. Maybe we start a new trend. I mean, I thought I started a trend bringing back animal print years ago, but maybe we do something like, what's something exclusive that we could wear that you just kind of like, it's our own secret thing. You know how like the fans come up and say, tiramisu bitch, they listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we start, what is it? We can't afford Chanel jackets, so they don't really make my size.
Yeah,
what is something
that's
similar?
Not gonna fit us.
Should we bring back like ascots or something?
I mean, and no, the ascot's funny. I mean,
fedoras? Maybe we just start rocking.
I feel like we bring back the old school charm bracelets.
Okay.
You know, a charm bracelet,
because mm-hmm.
it's like, it could be subtle.
Should we just start going and investing intensely into Pandora? Guys, every time I walk by a Pandora in the mall, I think, it's packed. People are buying jingle jangle fucking charms.
They're buying.
Like hotcakes.
I had to wait outside of one time because it was so...
Were you getting something for your mom?
No, I just went inside because I was like, what's all the hype?
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
You also had to like finish chewing your Auntie Anne's pretzels. So you were like, I'm just standing out here at the mall.
Oh my God. I told you, remember that? That's what I realized the other day, that my dream in life is to be able to shop at the mall
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the night because that's when I'm most alive.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to do is go to the mall at 2 a.m,
mm-hmm.
the Auntie Anne's pretzel and shop. That is my dream in life.
I am right there with you. And I think, you know, they open the mall early for mall walkers. Why don't they have night shopping?
That's what I'm saying. Because we're night people.
We are night people. 11 p.m. is when I rip through my closet.
Yeah.
Start hysterically crying on the floor of my closet. I'm like, I have nothing.
Also, I'm like, I'm like at the age where like, I can't go clubbing every day.
No.
I can't go to a concert every day. But I could go to the mall 4 times a week at night.
11 p.m. I could literally call you. Ring, ring. Hey, Ray, does anything fit in your closet?
Nope.
So do you want to meet at the mall?
Yep.
And then we could take our white wines and do mall shopping.
And we'll just walk around and then I'll get a pretzel and we're thriving.
And you know what they could do? Only have the adult stores open.
Yeah,
Ann Taylor, Banana Republic.
Yeah, I don't need the Build-A-Bear open.
No, Build-A-Bear's not open. Claire's is not
close
open.
Close the Dippin' Dots because I don't want to shit myself in the empty mall because I can't pass it off as I mean. Oh.
What?
Your husband
what?
Ripped up the bathroom.
Don't even, no, we can't say that. We don't have to cut it, but we can't say that. No, I thought we were going to get banned because Jeff had a little bit of a bathroom situation. That's the other thing at the Masters. There are 65 bathroom attendants. You can't even fart in the wind before they have sprayed it. They've covered it up. If you need to bury a dead body, you find one of the custodians at Augusta National because they will fucking cover that shit up for you.
Yeah, no. Also, I love the bathroom attendants.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're
slinging jokes. Especially in the men's. They're like, you're shaking it too long. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they are going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also wild to see adult men be directed in the bathroom.
It is.
Because I'm like, I can't believe you don't know how to use the bathroom.
Tell me about that. I don't actually know.
Because they're like, this urinal's open. Like, there's no, like, the polite, like, not use the urinal. They're like, fill it in. There's a line. And they're like, you're taking too long. What are you doing? She's not looking at you. And the guys are trying to fix their hair in the mirror. And like, nobody cares. You're putting it under a hat. Like, they're like, you didn't use soap, sir. Like, they call that shit out.
You didn't use soap, sir.
They literally call it out. Like, you don't need more than one paper towel. Like, they call them out. It's wild in the men's bathroom.
I will say the women, we know what to do. Yeah, like, two stalls open on the right.
It's a different experience.
Yeah, and they'll hold your drink, too. If you go in there, the girlies who are running, the bathroom attendants there, she's like, give me the drinks. She holds the drink, so you don't have to take the drink into the stall.
Oh
it's night and day. Oh, you guys, it's Lord of the Flies on y'all's side, not on ours.
It is not great on our side. I mean, it's not filthy because they clean it, and it's like, it's moving, it's operating, but they are directing. It's like boot camp in the men's restroom over there.
It really is.
You know?
Let's get back to the merch, though. People don't understand this merch situation. You have to you want everything encrusted with the little flag and the little state of America, map of America. We're brain dead. Guys, you don't understand. We were out in the elements, in the pollen, walking 25 miles a day, and it was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
We had friends who were doing well at the beginning, then they didn't do so well. Then we had a friend who thought we were going to take it all. He's still... It finished fantastic. I mean, the Masters is fucking hard, but it's an emotional roller coaster.
Well, and then there's other guys that are like doing well and you're not rooting for them.
Yeah.
Because you're, you know, you just, they don't, whatever. It doesn't matter.
All I will say is I got cornered. I got cornered by someone's mom. I'm not going to say who.
I forgot about that.
But it was weird.
That was a setup.
I got set up.
You were being set up.
One of the players' moms, not anybody that we knew or necessarily were friendly with, it was really random, came up to me and she said, are you rooting for X, speaking of her son? And I said, no, I'm actually rooting for Y, if you will. And she said, oh, well, X is my son. And I said, well, Y is my friend. And it was the weirdest setup.
She was baiting me. She was trying to put him up.
She was baiting me. And I just said, well, your son's had a fantastic week. You should be so proud of him.
Yeah.
The Masters is so incredibly hard. He was one of the leaders. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah. And I said, okay, can I go now? Like, I didn't know what to do. It was a weird, she approached me. That was a weird setup.
That was a setup. She was baiting you. It was wild.
That was wild.
And you passed the test because, again,
we were acting.
But the merch tent is wild. You wait in line. It's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds of things you can buy.
You can buy Christmas ornaments. You can buy garden flags.
You got dog collars.
I got dog collars. My dogs are loose, okay? You can buy sweaters, sweatshirts, socks,
hats,
fanny packs, hats.
Baby clothes. Toys. Cups, mugs, pins, golf gear. It's wild. Balls, blankets, chairs. It is like a dollar store.
It's like the dollar store.
But everything
store.
Is not a dollar.
No, the food at the Masters is cheap. The merch is astronomical.
Yeah.
I am also playing at a very prestigious club in LA in a couple weeks when I go out to do the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival.
Oh, this is why you're on the golf journey.
This is why I'm on the golf journey.
So now that everyone knows, it's not going to be her real hobby because I scolded her that it's kind of boring that we have to watch her play golf because it's really not that interesting to us.
It is. No, it's interesting to me because I played. Okay, no, it's very interesting. But I have to play in a tournament with a bunch of other comedians. So I bought so much Masters gear and my whole shtick is going to be that I show up to this very prestigious golf club in front of all of these very famous comedians. And I'm going to be decked in head to toe Masters gear.
Yeah.
I got a Masters golf bag. I got a Masters towel. I got Masters.
I think you need to have something that's covers. LPGA just to flex on them.
Oh yeah. Okay. No. I also got the ladies gloves with the azaleas all over them. I just want to show up and I just literally want to get out of the car, roll up with my bag, put it down to warm up at the practice range.
How do you wear gloves with the nails?
You do. I usually have to wear a man's glove.
Okay.
Don't worry. We have a little something coming out soon that will help.
Okay.
We can't talk about it.
Okay. Got it.
Product placement. We can't bring it up. And I am going to just show up And I want every person who does not know me, these other comedians, to go, I wonder if she went to the Masters. And then I'm going to tell them I'm sponsored by Augusta National. Yeah. I'm a member.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we bringing charm bracelets back? What are we bringing
I don't
back?
Know. I don't know. It's a charm bracelet. I don't know what it is. I feel like a dog tag. I don't know. Something. We need a something members vibe.
We need some sort of members
only
vibe.
And I think it would have been the hats, but the hats, everyone's doing the hats now.
Everyone's doing the hats.
We got to find the next thing. You know, what is it?
You know what? Remember, maybe it's a choker. Maybe we're bringing back like a tight choker necklace.
Remember when I was joking about remember the rice necklace you used to get in Hawaii?
Yeah.
With your name written on it, teeny tiny on the rice kernel.
So we were teasing Jeff the other day because he's never been to Hawaii. Embarrassing.
Loser.
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 Who hasn't been to Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Okay. He said he'd never been. Actually, after Tanner had come on the podcast,
he told
me afterwards, he said, Jeff should take you to Hawaii. So I said, he should.
He should.
And then you said, we should get matching rice necklaces. Now, if you don't know what the rice necklace is, you should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay? Explain what the rice necklace is.
Okay, so whenever you go to Hawaii, you go and they have all these little like souvenirs that you can get to like remind yourself of Hawaii. One of them being, they have these artists that sell you little, you know, necklaces and bracelets and puka shells. But one of them is you can get personalized, a grain of rice personalized with your name written on it.
Calligraphied.
Calligraphy. Mm-hmm. That's right. They're artists. And then they put it in a little teeny tiny vial. In water, and then it's tied to a necklace that has like a flower on it, like a luau flower on it. And then you're like, I went to Hawaii in proof because it has my name on it. Like,
and then
I'm a surf girl now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You have to take a magnifying glass to
read your name.
To see your name calligraphied on this piece of rice.
And it's just a piece of rice.
That's all it is.
It's a grain of rice, which doesn't really, I don't know why the rice in Hawaii, because I don't think they grow rice in Hawaii.
It's an Asian influence. If you've ever been to a breakfast buffet in Hawaii, it's a lot of Japanese food, which is my favorite kind of breakfast.
I mean, yes.
You know, I'm not a breakfast girly. But you know what I love? A little smoked salmon over some rice with the miso soup. Fantastic.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The best breakfast in the world is a Hawaiian breakfast. Oh,
okay.
They also have a lot of poke bowls.
Oh, I love a poke bowl.
Love a poke bowl.
But anyways, so yeah, the rice necklace could be it.
Because,
you know, the puka shells, everyone's wearing the puka shells again.
Are they bringing that back?
Yeah, they are. They're wearing them all over. The kids are, they were all over Coachella.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's just say, okay, this is how you know we've matured too, is that we went to the Masters instead of Coachella. I have to be honest with you, as someone who has never been to Coachella, I think I'm still good. I would have wanted to have gone and seen Beyonce.
Harry Styles. I saw both.
I didn't get to go to those. But seeing everybody at Coachella this weekend, I was like, oh, God, exhausted.
The only one that I was like sad about not seeing was Renee Rapp. Mm-hmm. Love Renee. She brought out Kesha. Her outfit was a sleigh. She played on, I think, the main stage. I wanted to root for her. I'm rooting for her. We're rooting for you.
I saw that Kesha changed the lyric. Waking up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. She changed it.
Okay, what'd she change it
to? I don't know what she changed it to, but I did see that she changed it and the crowd went wild.
Good for her.
You know what? P. Diddy, your time has come.
Time's up.
Time's up. Okay.
we can't say anything else.
We can't say anything else. But if you have not watched Nancy Grace I'm obsessed with Nancy Grace, okay? She's a Georgia girl. The way that Nancy Grace has been covering, I think she came out of retirement to cover P. Diddy case. You need to watch. I saw somebody splice together, because I noticed it the other day when I was watching her go in depth about the P. Diddy case. Somebody spliced together all the times that she says his name. And she's like, she looks directly into the camera and she already has kind of like bug eyes. And she's like, Sean P. Diddy Combs. Sean, also known as AKA Puffy. Sean P. Diddy. Puffy, like the
Diddy.
Way she puts his name
with
together.
All the names,
too
so
many
names.
You should have known he was up to something bad because he
was changing his name.
He was already he was already changing personalities.
Yeah,
we weren't confused. One minute he's P. Diddy, next minute he's Puffy.
Then he's P. Diddy.
Next he's Sean Combs.
Then he's Diddy. Then he's Sean. It's too many names.
It's too many. Figure out your identity.
Yeah.
I am so excited to share with you guys an incredible scientific breakthrough to support our long-term health and wellness. C15 is the first essential fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years. And get this, studies have confirmed that it's 3 times better, broader, and safer than omega-3. Fatty 15 co-founder Dr. Stephanie Venn Watson discovered C15 as the first essential fatty acid to be found in over 90 years while working with the U.S. Navy to continually improve health and welfare of aging dolphins. Look at that. We love a science girl. Fatty 15 has 3 times more cellular benefits than omega-3 or fish oil. Fatty 15 is made from a patented pure and oxidation-resistant C15 powder derived from plants. It's vegan-friendly, free of flavors, fillers, allergens, and preservatives. C15 is the only ingredient in Fatty 15, which means it's 100% pure. C15 works multiple ways. It repairs age-related damage to cells, protects them from future breakdown, boosts mitochondrial energy output, and activates pathways to the body that help regulate our sleep, mood, and natural repair mechanisms that support our overall health. Fatty 15 is on a mission to replenish your C15 levels and restore your long-term health. You can get additional 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/absolutely and using code absolutely at checkout. Again, that's Fatty 15 is on a mission to replenish your C15 levels. So all you got to do is go to fatty15.com/absolutely and use code absolutely at checkout. When I'm thinking about how I'm going to replenish my summer wardrobe, well, baby, I'm going to Quince. Quince is the best, okay? I found Quince years ago when my mom started buying all their 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for only $50. I personally love their organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric finishes, and I absolutely love that. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/absolutely for free shipping on your first order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/absolutely to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Again, that's any order. Just go to quince.com/absolutely to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/absolutely. You will thank me later. I am obsessed with all their linen. They've got linen jumpsuits. They've got a linen button-down dress that's iconic. I also love their washable silk. That way you can have an elevated look if you're going on a work trip, if you're heading to a wedding, whatever you're doing. They have some of the best staple pieces. I love everything that Quince has. And again, you get free shipping and 365-day returns. All you got to do is go to quince.com/absolutely. You will thank me later. Again, that's quince.com/absolutely. Now, back to the podcast.
Anyways, yeah, I wasn't like, besides Renee, I didn't care about Coachella one bit. And I used to go every year, and I'm happy for everyone that went. It's just not for me. And listen, I'm not turning my back on music, and I'm not becoming a heterosexual by going to the golf tournament. I was scamming left and right for a daddy at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was trying to find the gays. There was that one guy was so cute.
So cute.
And we don't know what his sexuality was. He was tall. He was Irish, I think, mustache. He was wearing a little cute bucket hat. We met him last year, but he doesn't remember us. Mm-hmm. But that's what I was looking for. But I knew I wasn't going to find him at Coachella because they were all going to be pilled out.
However, I do think that we may have met your future mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that.
So we were sitting outside on one of the
only patios.
Only patios where Augusta, you can sit.
Outside the main concession stand.
We're sitting. You have to share a table. No matter where you go. That's the nice thing, too, is you're not on your cell phones. You do get to meet
there's a community.
There's a community.
Yeah.
So we were sitting down. And these two lovely ladies sat down, and they used to run HR for the whole tournament.
Yes.
And we will not say anything else about that.
Yeah.
They
didn't really spill the tea.
They did not spill the tea.
I tried to get them to spill the tea, and all she said, if you can imagine it, it's happened.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me. She didn't break any code. She kept that NDA tight.
She was Southern. Yeah. She was eating a pimento cheese and having a white wine. Mm-hmm. And she said that you need to look up her son.
And in New York. She said, where do you live? And I go, oh, I live in New York. I live in West Village. And she was like, oh, my son
don't
works around
works.
There. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna say where he works. He mm-hmm. works around there. And then she told me, and I was like, oh, and I said, oh, is he single? I have a bunch of girlfriends who are always looking for like a guy. If he's a good guy, you seem lovely. And she's like, he's not for the women. And I said, oh,
yeah. And we walked away and I said, I think you just met your future mother-in-law.
Simultaneously. And I said, mm-hmm. and she goes, go to the store and check him out. And I said, I might.
Could you imagine if that you become the ultimate master scammer mm-hmm. because you end up marrying into a family whose mom used to do HR for the tournament, and that's how we get clubhouse access?
I mean, yes.
That's how it's going to be, I mean, through marriage.
Of course.
You scam your way in so deep that you are legally and religiously bound to another human being.
Yeah. I mean, I could. I really could. I mean, I did enjoy sitting with my future mother-in-law, if that's who she is. And she sat down and I immediately started talking. And if you really know me, I'm shy at first. Mm-hmm. I'm usually not the first one to speak if we've never met before.
Yeah.
I'm usually like more reserved and quiet. That's how I am. But with her, I was just like, you know, this is a community. I have no phone. She asked to sit. And I said, oh my God, look at all of your little accoutrement. What's your master story?
It is. It's what's your master story? You get everyone's story.
It literally.
How did you get here? How did you acquire tickets?
Yes.
Is this a generational thing?
Yes.
Have they been passed down through grandma, grandpa?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite golfer?
Why do you come?
Why? Where do you stay?
I literally, this one woman who we met who was in the community, in the golf community by marriage as well, she was like, so why do you come to the golf tour? Well, what brought you down this year? And I was like, well, actually, it was in flux. I didn't have tickets. It was unclear. I was like, thought I had tickets and then I got messed up. But I was like, oh, I originally came because my girlfriend wanted to come. Her husband's such a golf bro. And that's why I just started coming and I love coming. And so it just has turned into a thing. And mm-hmm. she was like, oh, wow. She's like, have you ever played? And I go, nope.
Yeah.
She's like, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. And she's like, do you know what's happening? I go, I do. He just birdied.
Uh-huh.
And she was impressed.
It is fun. When people are doing well, it's fucking fun.
It's fun.
That part is fun.
Yeah.
When they're not doing well, it gets dark.
It gets dark.
Very quickly.
It's real dark.
But can I tell you, this is how you know golf is so fucking hard. You have people, I mean, these are the top guys in the entire world. That's the only way you get invited to the Masters.
Yeah.
And the 40 of the top guys did not even make the cut, which means you played well enough in the first 2 days then to make it to the top
right.
through the last 2 days of the tournament, right? And I'm looking at this, I'm like, I know that this is a top 10 player in the world, and he's in the fucking woods right now. You know what it makes me feel better? About when I'm at Riviera playing with Kevin Hart in a couple weeks, and I'm going to be decked out in Masters gear, just stuck in a sand trap for 3 rounds.
Are there going to be snacks there for you?
Oh, there better be.
Like, what are you going to eat? I'm stressed. What are you going to doo-doo on the course?
I don't know. I'm going to have to doo-doo beforehand.
You got to text people and figure this out.
I'm not allowed to bring anybody. Riviera. Oh, I don't think I was supposed to say where. Did I already say where I was playing?
I think so.
Okay, it's fine. I'm playing at Riviera, which is a very hard course to get on. And yeah. Jeff is very upset that he is not going to be able to even come. I'm not allowed to bring anybody. Not a friend, not a buddy, not my own caddy, nothing.
Well, you'll be fine. You've always been fine on your own. I'm just more worried about, like, where are you going to pee?
Mm.
You know?
No. No,
like,
they have
while
bathrooms.
While you're playing. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Oh, no. They have bathrooms.
Okay.
They're hidden away, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, when you're playing at them, I mean,
are you going to have to push your own little bag?
No, we're going to have caddies.
Okay. You're going to have a caddy.
Yeah, I have a caddy.
Oh. Do you get to pick?
I don't know if there's, like, a lineup, but I'm like, I want the third from the right. I want David. No, I don't think I get to pick. They just set you up the caddy.
They assign, the club assigns.
Yeah.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
You're going to walk the whole thing?
Yeah. But I enjoy walking. When you're walking directly up the fairways, it's actually quite comfortable.
It's different.
It's different when you're like us and we're
on the sides and it's a hill.
And yeah.
And we're slipping in the pine straw.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. And then Jeff was wearing golf shoes one day and I was like, honestly, I mean, he looks like a loser.
A loser.
But it makes sense because he's gripped in.
He's literally gripped in.
He's gripped in.
Y'all, he wanted to look so fresh and so cool. He brought a pair of capri linen pants that he wore on his honeymoon. And he wanted to wear them out to the course. And he walked out the door and we screamed, no, absolutely fucking not, Jeff. Go put on your regular Peter Millar khaki pants. What the fuck are you doing? And he's like, I want to wear these. I said, they're fucking capris. You only wear those with a Gucci loafer.
It was interesting, too, seeing him wear a sweater tied around his shoulders every
day.
The
cashmere on the 85-degree day.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's a choice. Also, you're not this preppy. So this is, we don't know where we pulled this one out of.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how we pulled this rabbit out of the hat, but it was a look and he tried. You know what? I respect him for trying. He's trying to keep up.
Jeff is pretty preppy, though.
Is he?
Yes. He wears Nike Air Force Ones, though, but Jeff has the same uniform. A nice pair of Levi jeans, his Nike Air Force Ones or Gucci loafers, right?
Okay.
That's what he wears to dinner. If he goes to dinner, he wears a dinner jacket or he's wearing like a golf shirt.
I mean, have you seen the man speak? He's not preppy.
I've seen him speak?
Yes.
Well, yeah, he's New York as fuck.
Yeah,
and he didn't think he is.
Yeah.
He kept saying, we were like, Jeff, what is this? Why don't you wear a performance gear shirt? Because it's going to be really hot today. And he goes, no, I want to wear my cotton.
You know, cotton.
Cotton. How do you say cotton?
He goes, cotton.
Cotton.
He goes, I'm going to wear a cotton polo. And I go, what's a cotton polo?
And we're like, cotton?
Cotton.
Cotton?
And he's like, no, cotton.
I'm going to wear a cotton.
Cotton.
It's like he gets a fat tongue. Salmon.
Yeah.
Cotton. Almond.
Yeah, he says cotton. And he goes, Eden. Eden. What are we eating? And I'm like, what's Eden? Garden of Eden? What do you mean, Garden of Eden? And this man listens to a podcast at 1.5 and he says the word Eden for Eden. I am horrified. Also, if you're a speech therapist and you're watching,
we need help.
Looking for one. But honestly, we've been getting so exhausted that we've been getting tongue-tied. So now I feel bad making fun of him because I can't get the words out myself. However, I enunciate.
I will say 90% of the time that I come on this podcast, it's always a Tuesday morning. I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
and I have a fat tongue. And it's like the woman from In the Green Jacket that I was trying to talk to. You know what I mean? I couldn't get the words out.
From España.
As a member of the Hispanic community, why is the dialect so different?
I don't know. I'm from Mexico.
But that's what I'm asking. Yeah. Why? I mean, have you ever talked to a fellow?
I think it's because there's influences from Latin and French, and it's like a different vibe.
But they really get that fat tongue.
I don't know.
Ibiza.
Mi español does not talk like this.
Yes. I'm just wondering.
Mine is burrito. You know what I mean?
Yeah, taqueria. Mi casita taqueria.
Taco.
Yeah.
It's taco.
Yeah,
you
great.
Know what I mean? It's just like a whole vibe. I don't know. It's a whole different vibe. Also, that's the other fun thing about the Masters, too, is because, like, obviously, you're suited and booted, but you also get to see other people's versions of that. Like, the European people, you can spot a mile away.
You can spot the Spanish zaddies. And you know how you can spot them? Because it could be 100 degrees out, and they're in full long sleeve.
And the hair is gelled.
The pants are so tight.
Which is fun for me.
Which is very fun.
Uh-huh.
And these guys don't have a drop of sweat. On them.
And meanwhile, we're like pigs at the roast.
I am under a magnolia tree. I've got my Mega Babe thigh rescue.
I had the Mega Babe powder. I had the Mega Babe in your Gucci bag I stole. Yeah. I had wet wipes to wipe our pits in case we got stinky.
Yeah, we were fighting for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, being a part of the golf community has been such a blessing. We're still rooting for our guys. And it's really cool. I mean, I have a lot. I find it very encouraging because I feel like comedy and golf are very similar. Okay. It's a solo sport. There are 50 other people that are playing the same weekend as you, and you got to fight for the attention and the tickets. You're trying to do an insane thing, which is stand up alone in front of thousands of people and impress them.
And a thing to me that always reminds me of golf is like, you could blame the wind, you could blame the weather, whatever, but you still have to play and be able to play in all of that. And it's the same as comedy.
That's what I've been saying for years.
Or if they're too drunk, you have to play if the audience isn't there. You have to play if you're freaking tired, you're injured. It's the same thing. You got to play and play to win every fucking time.
Yep.
And that's why I respect them. Because they're like, well, he should know how to play in this rain. If he's a professional,
he should know.
He should know that the sand is making the ball roll slower. And you're like, okay, Jack on the frickin' TV, how many years did you play?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're in the elements. And being a live performer, you are in the elements.
Yeah, we never know what the theater is going to be like when we show up.
You never know what the attitude's going to be. You never know if they were serving white wine or if they were serving straight, you know, malt liquor. You don't know what these people are showing up to.
Sometimes there's a speaker that's going to fall on our head.
Mm-hmm. You don't know. So I've always said that it's very similar to comedy and golf are very similar.
Yeah.
So we were out there and we know how bad our bodies break after doing a weekend of shows.
Yeah, and I respect those guys. They were doing it. I'm rooting for them.
I think that I will get an invitation to join Augusta National? I actually do. I don't know
I hope that you do.
I don't think I still think I'm too young. I think it'll be closer to my 50s.
Yeah, for sure. You have to make like
a lot more money. A lot more money.
We need your Skims. You know what I mean? You need your
I need my Skims.
Your Spanks. You need your You need your AG1. You know what I mean? You need your big ticket business thing.
Yeah. And but you know how you make real money is you fix a problem.
Yes.
It's not a want, it's a need.
Yes.
When you create a need in the market, you fill a need. That's when you make big bucks.
Okay.
So what do we need? Tiny rice necklaces calligraphied with your name on it. That's what we need. I need one. Do you need one?
I need a rice necklace and Ozempic. So if you want to deliver that to me in New York, I'll take you to lunch.
And I'll tell you right now, if we were ever D1 athletes, we would be Ozempied out.
There's a lot of people on Zempies.
Yeah, golf course, I noticed a couple of those guys had slimmed down.
And nothing has changed in their routine. I could tell you that much.
Yeah.
But no judgment. Live your life.
Live your life.
Do what you got to do. Listen, if you don't want to carry all that weight around the golf course, I get it because I just did it. And it's too hard. And now I can't feel the bottom of my foot.
Okay. You know what? If you want to do Ozempic, if you want to do crystal meth, if you want to do whatever you want to do, do it.
Crystal meth isn't legal, so don't do
but
that.
Honestly, they're kind of the same.
Okay. But yes, but the Ozempic, listen, I've been big my whole, well, starting in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. If you've suffered and you want to change your life, change your life.
And then we scummed our way into the Masters to now we're like, if you want to do Ozempic, live your life.
I sent this thing to Tina today too, where I was like, I'm going through a lot of changes right now. And I saw this thing. It was like, a crackhead doesn't wake up wondering if they're broke. They're not waking up wondering how they're going to get crack. They're going to scum their way to get crack every fucking day.
They just get crack. You're right. We need to get even more scrappy.
I need a crackhead's mentality.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to stop me. I'm all the way up.
Yeah, when you're addicted to something, you don't get up. An alcoholic doesn't get up, and then they're just going to like wait around for somebody to bring them a drink. They go fucking find it.
So we're going to use crackhead mentality to get on TV.
Yeah. Listen, it's a weird time for us right now. A lot of the things that we thought were going to pan out in general are I wouldn't say they're not panning out work-wise, but it's a little bit more of a pivot right now. So this summer, we're going to have to get creative.
We're getting scrappy. We're going back to our roots.
We're going back to shooting the videos in my mom's basement. We're going back to bringing the wigs out. We're going back to the root of how we had this success in the first place.
It's
going to
be Blair Witch Project.
Pretty much.
Us in Atlanta. Holding a cam.
I mean, listen, I think we need to call this summer like it's a summer camp. Everybody's just hanging out at the house making creative shit because that's all we have nothing left to lose.
I have nothing left to lose.
Because if I'm leaving it up.
I'm already losing my foot.
If I'm going to wait around and wait for somebody to give me a pass to the Berkman's Hospitality Suite.
It ain't coming.
Then it ain't coming. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there and get it. I am going to go and figure out how to make it happen. And that's what the moral of this story is. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing in your life, you got to go out there and get it. Don't wait for somebody else to bring it to you.
And you know what? I need to have the same. That's the mentality I have with the Masters. If I had the mentality I have with the Masters with everything, I'd be in every fucking day. Because this year, I thought the tickets were confirmed. They weren't confirmed. And I showed up anyway.
And then I figured it out.
And then I made it there. Yeah. We had cute fucking outfits.
We had
ready to
outfits.
Play and slay. And we did it. And I'm done.
You know what? As tired as we are, as broken as our bodies are, we need to carry that Master Scammer energy.
Yeah.
Into the rest of the year.
Yeah, I was thinking crackhead mentality, but it's scammer mentality.
Scammer mentality. Put your hand in. Mm-hmm. Master Scammers did it again on three. One, two, three.
Master Scammers did it again. Sorry, my hand was so sweaty.
You guys, if you never want to listen to this podcast again, I get it. Thank you for being here. I love you. I mean it. As always, we'll be back next week with, I don't know, maybe guests, maybe more voicemails. You can always call into the voicemails. 800-213-7503. I love you. I mean it. Thank you for being here. And remember, have that crackhead energy because that's how you're going to take on the world. I love you. I mean it. Ciao, Bella. Arrivederci. See you on the next episode of Absolutely Not. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.